And joining us on Front and Center is Pam Brown. She is owner of A Balanced Way. And Pam, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, to begin with, give our audience an overview of what A Balanced Way is all about.
A Balanced Way is our independent weight loss center that is a combination of our clients' own healthy raw foods and our high-quality, well-made protein foods that strike the correct balance to allow dieters to lose body fat, sustain muscle tissue, and become very, very healthy while they rest their pancreas. And they're going to get very, very healthy, and weight loss is going to be the side effect.
Now, you're based where?
We're based on Park Road in West Hartford, 74 Park Road.
So a potential client comes to Park Road in West Hartford, and take us through the process.
We have a lot of clients that just kind of walk through the front door and say, "Who are you and what are you all about?" We'll show them around our facility. In the front, we have a store. The store consists of most of our foods and some supplements, some other foods that we allow dieters to eat while they're in the weight loss phase, and foods that can be used to just supplement your diet. If this diet isn't right for you, or if you're happy with your weight, you're just looking to maintain your weight and use the right foods, the store can be the right location, the right place for you to purchase foods also. Somebody walking in is going to get walked through the store. We're going to explain the foods to them, and we're going to explain the diet and the program to them. If there's more interest at that point and they want to get started, we'll go ahead and set up an appointment with them right there and get them started as quickly as possible.
Now, we're talking essentially about a lifestyle change here, aren't we?
That's exactly what this is. Not to be mistaken with any weight loss centers where it is a simple weight loss and a handshake and a goodbye. This is structured to be an ongoing process so that we can train dieters to actually make this a lifestyle, and we're looking for long-term success here. In all honesty, the program done exactly as it's prescribed is borderline guaranteed weight loss. The problem is keeping it off. And we hyper-focus on creating relationships with people and creating trust with people so that whatever the struggle is, and it's different from person to person, we want our clients to be able to share what their struggles are. The more that I know about you and the more honest you are with me, the more I can help you. Also want to be your resource for an ongoing relationship with how to make this a lifestyle in a culture that really doesn't make healthy eating the forefront. So we want to be on your laundry list of places to go, not necessarily every day for the rest of your life, but we want to be your resource for coaching and food. The same way you might use a dog groomer or dry cleaners, we want to have that relationship with you. We want to be located there for you and available for you on an ongoing basis. People will naturally gain weight anywhere between 5 and 15 pounds a year is natural. And when that happens, we want you to be able to just come back and we'll help you tweak whatever you're working on or answer your questions, provide weigh-ins, and again, a resource for very healthy, highly absorbable, high-quality protein foods.
Now, does each client get a personal coach? Is it their choice? How does that work?
So because we're just starting out, I am the personal coach and I work with all of the clients, but I come from this background. I've got 5 years experience, and I'm not just a coach. I'm a former client. I've lost 50 pounds of body fat myself. In my lifetime, I've lost over 100 pounds. I understand the struggles with weight and food and the different relationships that we have with food. Also understand how the neuropaths in the brain are what really need to be retrained to develop a new lifestyle. So you're working with somebody who has quote unquote been there, done that.
Now, I notice you keep mentioning body fat. Talk about body fat and how it affects our overall weight.
Body fat is the culprit behind how unhealthy we are if we're overweight. There's good weight. There's muscle tissue and hydration. So you want to make sure that you're on a program that is targeting body fat being the bad weight, the culprit behind type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, certain cancers, heart diseases. It is body fat that's the driving force that are bringing these chronic diseases to the forefront when you're looking at being overfat or obese. And so this is what we're going to target with our program. We're going to get rid of the bad weight and we're going to keep the good weight. And we're going to keep that hydration going up so you're losing more inches and sizes. Weight on the scale, yes, of course you're losing weight on the scale, but not in the same ratio as losing inches and sizes because it's a spatial thing when you're talking about body fat.
We're talking with Pam Brown. She is the owner of A Balanced Way in West Hartford, our guest on Front and Center. I'm Dan Lavallo. I have to go back, Pam, to when you mentioned a lifestyle change. How do you convince a client, particularly somebody who loves to eat, let's say, that this is a lifestyle change?
Really, really good question, Dan. By putting somebody on the program that we have for weight loss purposes, unlike some of the other weight loss programs out there that are similar to ours, what we're going to do is we're not going to strip away all of your food groups. We're going to leave all of them, but we're going to reduce the quantities of your intake from certain food groups, from dairy, from whole grains, and from healthy fats and fruits. You're going to be on this program losing about a pound to 2 pounds a week very, very purposefully. We do know how to have a dieter lose more weight faster. But when that happens, and I know this from experience, it wasn't long enough to change this and make a new lifestyle. When it's done at a slower ratio, the chances of you actually being able to translate this is my new lifestyle, this is how I eat, I've come to like it and I've come to understand it. At that point, we really can start looking at this as a lifestyle. And again, this is a process. It's not an easily changed thing to do. It has a lot to do with trust and relationships. When a dieter is coming in and they're meeting with me weekly, they're losing weight, they're feeling better, they like what they see, they're happy with what they're eating. During these follow-up visits where they come in once a week, I am talking about, how do you like this? How do you feel? What do you think about what you're eating? The feedback is usually very positive. I can't believe I get to eat all this food and I'm losing weight. I feel good. I don't mind this food. It seems like more than I was expecting. And I'm going to work with the dieter to understand that this isn't so bad while we're losing weight, and it's going to be the foundation for a new lifestyle. We are going to bring back all foods, and we are going to up the quantities. Eventually, when the dieter reaches their weight loss goal, we'll slowly take out our food and slowly bring back their food in a very slow and methodical way. We'll have a metabolism that's working at a faster ratio now so that we're able to do this without weight gain. And the dieter will be reintroduced to some of their old favorites, but within reason. A lot of what's happening right now in North America is there isn't a lot of within reason. It's just sort of grab and go and using food sort of as a happy little blanket. And we're going to work through all of that. We're going to talk about all of that and talk about making changes and not using food as anything more than a resource for calories.
How big of a factor is processed food in all of this, which gets people to the point where they have a big percentage of body fat?
Really, another great question. Processed food is a huge part of it. So we're going to start out by teaching dieters to pretty much shop around the perimeter of the grocery store. Try to stay out of the middle aisles. For the most part, there are a couple things in those middle aisles that everybody needs: coffee, pickles, things of that nature. But processed food, packaged food, going to be trying to stay away from it as much as possible. It does contain high amounts of calories, fats, carbohydrates that come from sugars, and fats that come from the unhealthy fats and not the good fats. Around the perimeter of the store, you're going to get things like real butter, milk, eggs, things of that nature, your proteins, your vegetables, your fruits. I think for the most part, people are really happy with what they're eating around the perimeter of the store.
So on this program, you sit down with a client and you plan their diet out on a daily basis. How does that work?
We have a diet that we use for everybody. It's a culmination of the dieter's own vegetables and proteins mainly, along with our protein foods, and then small quantities of fruit, whole grain, and dairy. And it's a standard diet that we use for most clients. And you'll feel very well fed, and you'll like what you're eating, and it is your healthy natural foods and our well made high quality protein foods. We'll start with that. It is the same diet for everybody, but I want to make sure that I mention that part of the coaching process is to really listen to the client. Everyone's obstacles are different. Everyone's struggle is different. And I'm here to listen to what each individual person's struggle and obstacle is. And to the best of my ability, I'm going to address that obstacle, that struggle. And within reason, if a client were to say to me, listen, Pam, if I could only eat two small pieces of fruit every day, I could really do this diet, be happy, and there could be success. I'm going to say, okay, let's do it. And let's do it for as long as we can. If we reach a point where it becomes a stumbling block and weight loss starts to slow down, we'll go back to the drawing board and revisit this. But as your coach, it's my job to make sure that this is as successful as possible. And the best way for me to do this is to listen to my clients and try to meet their individual needs as best I can.
Now, you mentioned a balanced way and you mentioned our food. A balanced way sells food as well?
That's right. We have high quality, well-made protein foods, and we're working with distributors who have made this type of specific food for this type of program and programs similar. These distributors work with weight loss clinics, doctor's office, bariatric doctors, and patients. So these distributors have gone out and made this food, and it is well-made, high quality. Some of these distributors have gone as far as New Zealand to get some of the best quality protein there is. It's designed to assimilate to the body very, very nicely. Unlike a whole protein that's not 100% absorbable, these foods are 100% absorbable. If it says 15 grams of protein, the client's body is going to absorb all 15 grams of protein. These foods are low calorie, low fat, low carbohydrate, low sugar, good amount of protein, great tasting. Taste is really important here. I've tasted a lot of diet food in my life and been very disappointed here and there. This will not disappoint. And, you know, everybody's got their own individual taste. What one person loves, another person coming in right behind them could say that's not my favorite at all. Fortunately, we've got over 65 different varieties of food. So even the pickiest person is going to find something that they like, and they're going to be very, very happy. Protein right now is the buzzword. It's everywhere. But clients really want to understand that there are different qualities of protein, and you're looking for a high-quality protein that assimilates very nicely to this type of diet so that you are sparing muscle tissue and you are losing body fat and feeling full at the same time. And these foods are able to tick off each one of these boxes.
That was going to be my next question. Can we give our body too much protein?
Yes, you can. And so the diet that we've designed has struck the right balance so that it's not too much and it's not too little. The clients are fed and well satisfied with the amount of protein that they're getting, and not getting too much protein because that can overtax kidneys if it's not done correctly. So again, the right amount of protein and the right weight loss, body fat, the client feeling healthy and feeling very full from what they're being fed.
Talking with Pam Brown, she is the owner of A Balanced Way located on Park Road in West Hartford. You're listening to Front and Center. I'm Dan Lovallo. Give us an idea of some of the food that you get at A Balanced Way.
At A Balanced Way, we have shakes, puddings, pretzels, drinks. We have portable foods for that person on the go. That most of our foods really require a shaker bottle with roughly anywhere between 4 and 8 ounces of water. Shake it up, and you can either heat it up if it's something like a soup, or if it's something that's meant to be cold, you can just drink it right there or put some ice in it. So they're pretty easy to fix and eat, but we also do have some portable foods for that person on the go that doesn't even have time to use the water in the shaker bottle. We have things, drinks that you can just pop the straw in and drink, and we have other drinks where you can just add water to a bottle that's already, you're purchasing the bottle with the protein in it, and you're just adding the water to it, shaking it up, and you're on your way, and you can take it to go. We have soups, we have chili, sloppy joe, we have chips, we have cereal, omelets, oatmeal, and we have a wide variety of protein bars and cookies and chips that are really delicious, really delicious. We have clients telling us they wish that they could eat more than one a day.
So that's the limit? They can only have one bag a day, or what?
Of the items that are what we call limited, our limited items are the bars and the chips, and they have a little bit more calories, carbs, fats, and sugars in them. So we limit the clients to those. Those are sort of the treat foods. They're allowed to have one a day. And then the other foods that we sell, the omelets and the oatmeal and the chili, the soups, those foods are, you can have as many, you can have up to three a day of those foods. And our store is separated from the non-limited foods and the limited foods, and set up very, very friendly, user-friendly. And my business partner, Jane Martin, runs that part of the business. She handles all of the finances and the inventory and the food. And
Now, from a price standpoint, is it affordable? Give us an idea.
It's $125 to get started, and this is going to include an hour-long consultation with me where I'm going to, one of the first things that I'm going to do is I'm going to weigh our clients on our Tanita scale. The scale is wonderful. It's going to give me some really valuable information. It's going to tell me what body fat percentage each person is, what their hydration is, what their muscle score is, what their visceral fat levels are. And how their metabolism is metabolizing, what age their metabolism is metabolizing like. That sort of feedback is really critical, because we're going to set goals off of that information. What the client's body fat level is where the goal is going to be set. The client from that, I'm going to answer all their questions. They're going to fill out some paperwork. I'm going to weigh them. I'm going to interpret their weight information. And from there, they're going to go out to the front of the store and they're going to pick out their food for the first week. The client's first visit, they're looking about roughly spending about $200. That's going to include supplements, food, salt, and their consultation. They're coming back on a weekly basis for a 15-minute follow-up every week with me, where they will weigh in. I'll go over their food journal. I'll answer all of their questions, and we'll educate them and give them valuable information, and we'll strategize with them on anything that they might have coming up that can be a struggle. Those weekly appointments are roughly about $64 a week.
And they can supplement their food by purchasing food at other stores. Is that right?
Some of their food is going to come from the grocery store. They're going to be eating their own protein food and their own vegetables. And again, a little bit of dairy every day, a little bit of fruit every day, a little bit of whole grain every day, along with three packets of our food. The dieter's eating every 4 to 5 hours all day long. And it is a combination of both their food and our food.
What about a client who has food allergies?
We're able to accommodate most clients with food allergies. We have a potpourri of products that we carry that are all gluten-free, If the client has an allergy with nuts, we can accommodate them. If the client has an allergy with eggs, we can accommodate them. For the most part, we're able to make it work for different people with different needs.
So if someone has a problem with dairy, can you accommodate them?
Dairy might be a little bit tougher because our protein foods are made from the whey part of the protein. Depending on how severe the dairy allergy is, that whey protein is all broken down. It's the protein isolate part. So for some people, even with a dairy allergy, they're able to use our products and not have any side effects. But again, depending on how severe the dairy allergy is, that might be the one.
Some of your success stories, how about relating them to our audience?
We have two clients that can be seen on our website right now that are currently both working with me. They're continuing, they're in their weight loss part of the program. However, their results were so astounding that they have been put on the website already. Program can't really be marketed as a here's how to feel good and weight loss is the side effect program, but ultimately that's what happens. But it is marketed as a weight loss program. The two people on the website, one of the reasons why we put them up before they're even finished was because this is typical feedback from our clients. They're really ultimately coming in for a weight loss and they feel better, but it actually is, I like to think of it in reverse. This is a program designed to help people feel better. Weight loss is the side effect. Since I can't market it that way, clients come in, they're looking for a weight loss, but they always come back and say, I feel better. And I try to make that shift from that point to it's all about how you feel, because this is really going to help translate this into a lifestyle. Eat right, feel right. Everybody wants to feel right. The two clients on the website have lost an astounding amount of body fat already, and both of them talk more about how they feel and less about how they look now.
I'm wondering if they've gone to their doctors and then they come back to you and they give you the doctor's reaction. Have you heard that?
Yes, many times folks are coming back and telling me that they have been able to reduce or even eliminate medications such as high blood pressure medications. Sometimes people are coming off of sleep PAP machines. Clients are eliminating high cholesterol medications or reducing them. Doctors are very happy with the results and give the clients the big thumbs up, and very encouraging to their patients that are doing the program.
That's terrific. We have a few more questions for our guest, Pam Brown. She is the owner of A Balanced Way. We're going to take a break. We have news coming up at the bottom of the hour, and then we will be back with Pam Brown here on Front and Center. Stay tuned. And welcome back to Front and Center, brought to you by Frontier Communications. I'm Dan Lavallo. We've been chatting with Pam Brown. She is one of the owners of A Balanced Way, which is located on Park Road in West Hartford. And Pam, just give our audience an overview on how you got involved in all of this.
I got involved in all of this because I'd been overweight all my life and dealing with weight issues from childhood right up to my adult life. I wanted to lose weight. This is a great experience of what my clients experience too. I wanted to lose weight because I wanted to look better. I found myself sitting on the sidelines of life, not enough energy to run around with my children when they were younger. I would look at other moms on a soccer field kicking a soccer ball around or out running errands with their children. And nobody looked tired to me, but I was tired. I looked tired and I felt tired. And there were times that I just didn't have energy to be the best mom, to be the best daughter, to be the best wife, to be the best worker. There were absences to work due to the way that I felt, and the way that I felt had a lot more to do with the weight that I was carrying than I realized. I found a very similar program to the one that I'm working with now, and I was able to lose 50 pounds of body fat. It was rapid weight loss. I was able to lose 50 pounds in 6 months. At that rate, it was difficult for me to sustain because there wasn't enough of a relationship for this to translate well into a lifestyle. So this is why I wanted to go out on my own, have my own weight loss center, and be able to pick up the ball at that point and really hone the process of, we can all lose weight on programs like this, but it should be a little bit slower. And I think it should result in a very trusting relationship with the client so that they're going to come back and stay with you for round two of the process. And that's maintaining and sustaining and changing your relationship with food. When I was losing my weight, I was really happy because I was losing inches and sizes. But very, very quickly, I began to notice that I was starting to feel something and I didn't know what I was feeling. I can only describe it as I was almost waking up from like a food coma. I started to notice things about life that I had just overlooked. There was a part of me that just accepted being overweight, and I accepted the lifestyle that I was living. I didn't think there was anything I could do about it, and I began to think that it was normal. When I was losing the weight and I was sort of waking up and coming out of this food coma, things were awakening in myself that had been deadened for at least 10 years, if not more. Essentially, in hindsight, I realized now that I was very depressed and didn't even realize it. And weight gain, one of the things that it really does to people, does destroy your self-esteem, and that can result in depression. So on the flip side of a lot of weight loss centers and people talking about the physical side of what weight does to what being overweight or overfat does to folks, I like to also talk about the emotional, the social, and the mental side of it all, because the ramifications there are just as big and as critical as the physical side of things. And I can really relate to that. And it's nice to work with my clients and talk about these things, because they seem to be the things that are a little bit more swept under the rug. Mm-hmm.
But you had to be motivated. Was there an aha moment or something that made you say, I've got to change my life?
I had been trying every diet out there and never had any success at all. This program allows you to lose body fat, and you really will lose weight. You really will feel better. So for me, it was really just about finding the right program. I had always wanted to lose weight and tried many different diets out there and different programs with no success. When I started this one and I started seeing the results, and our clients see results right away, it's really motivating, and it gives you the aha moment. I found the right diet. It's actually working. This is great. And then coupled with the way that you feel, it really is a win-win-win all the way around. The educational piece, learning more about food, how food metabolizes in your body, how food creates your body to secrete different hormones, what those hormones do to you from a physical, fat, mental, emotional side of things. It's all valuable information that done right with the right person on the right program can translate into, if this were the MasterCard commercial, would be the part where I would go, priceless. We're going to equip you with everything you need to know to not gain weight again. And we're there for you if you do gain your 5 or 10 or even more than that. The people gain weight, people are under stress, and they can easily fall back to old habits. And we just want to be there. We want to be your resource, and we want no judgment at all on our part. We want people to feel comfortable and able to come back and say, you know what, I was doing really good for 6 months, and then something happened, and look, I've gone and put on another 20, and I want to be able to put my arm around you and say, that's okay. We know what we have to do. Let's go do it.
So there's the weekly consultation, is that correct?
Yes.
How long does that go on before perhaps you limit the number of times people sit down and meet with you?
The weekly 15-minute, it's 15 minutes each week. The client's coming back and meeting with me, and that's going to go on for as long as they need me and up until they reach their weight loss goals. At that point, I would really like them to continue to follow up with me And it doesn't have to be on a weekly basis. And it is going to be different for everybody because different people are losing different amounts of weight. And different people have psychological and emotional differences in how they view food. So it's going to be different for everybody, but I pretty much can tell who should come in and for how long of a period of time based off of their individual circumstances. At least for the first, I like to see everybody for at least 6 months, regardless of what your weight loss background is. And it doesn't have to be on a weekly basis. We can taper that off. It can go to every 2 weeks or once a month. And again, depending on the person's personal situation. But those visits are critical because this is where the rubber hits the road. The weight loss has been done. It's great. We're there. But now we need to make sure that you don't gain the weight back. And this is where most people have their biggest struggle.
Because this is a lifestyle change we're talking about.
That's right. We're going to talk about not using food as a blanket. We're going to talk about looking at food differently. We're going to talk about eating different foods. We're going to talk about the neuropath. We're going to talk about anything that the dieter needs to discuss that has any sort of effect on their relationship with food so that it can be different this time around and successful.
It really is amazing, by the way, how food triggers our mind, right?
That's right. That's right. There are the brain is the driving force behind all of this. And the brain has a physiological effect from sugar and it likes it. And all of the right bells and whistles go off in the brain when it has sugar. The serotonin gets released. There's all kinds of happy hormones that are being released, and there's all kinds of messages that the brain is getting, and they're all positive for the brain. The brain likes this. And so it keeps repeating the same information to us. Let's have some of that sugar.
How misleading, by the way, and we're talking with Pam Brown, one of the owners of A Balanced Way. By the way, I should mention Way is spelled W-E-I-G-H. I need to mention that. How misleading are our food labels?
I think they're very misleading, and I think that there's a lot of education that needs to be shared with clients on how to read a food label properly. And that's something that we do during our maintenance program too, helping clients really understand the food label, how to read it, and what information on there is critical and is going to affect either weight gain or weight maintenance. Also, ingredients are a critical part of what we're eating, and trying to educate our dieters a little bit more about information on ingredients and what you're really taking in and how it's affecting your metabolism.
Could we do a better job of listing what these ingredients are? Because you read some of the names of these ingredients and you have no idea what they really are.
Yeah, I agree. That's so funny. I try not to eat anything that I can't pronounce. If it's not something that's easily identified, I know what it is, or at the very least where it's derived from, I tend to just put it back on the shelf and just say, yeah, I'm not going to have that.
This, of course, being a business show, I'm always fascinated. You wanted to do this. Did you have a business plan? It's one thing to say you want to do something, you want to do or own your own business. It's another thing to actually do it. Take us through your process.
I was running a weight loss center for a doctor's office with a similar program, and I was a very successful coach, and I had a lot of happy clients, and I had long-term success with my clients. There were things that I felt like needed tweaking, and because of my passionate own experience, really wanted to go out on my own and do this. The program that I worked with was very expensive, and so expensive that it was only marketable to a certain affluent person. I wanted to go out on my own and make this more user-friendly. I wanted to establish more trust and relationship and be more of an ongoing thing for clients, as well as make it more affordable. And I was able to do all of these things. My business plan, really, I think I'm a businesswoman by heart. I've been a jack of all trades all my life, so I've gathered lots of different business information along the way in my lifetime, and this is my passion. This is my ultimate passion. So I think my natural talent for business, coupled with this passion, was able to allow me to really take a giant risk, jump off a cliff, and do this.
But you have to get a building. You have to decide on the location. You had to do all of that. Did you do any kind of research?
Yes, I did lots of research, and there were lots of buildings and properties that I looked at. This was an ongoing process, and I do feel like I feel really blessed for the whole process. There were times where things just seemed as though they fell into our lap. It just solidifies for me that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I'm helping the people that I'm supposed to be helping.
Now, you said you have a business partner, correct?
I do. My business partner is Jane Martin. Jane was my client when I worked at the other weight loss center. I helped her lose weight. We made a friendship. I actually hired her to be a coach in this other weight loss center. And together we put our heads together and decided this was something that we wanted to do on our own and went out and made it happen. Jane doesn't do the coaching part of it. That's not her forte, but that's okay. That's mine. Our business works really great because she handles the things that I really particularly like to stay away from, and I handle the things that she likes to stay away from. So we've sort of divided it down the middle, and it works well.
Well, that was going to be my next question. It could be risky going into business with a friend. How do you make it work? Is that how you make it work?
I think so. I think that the fact that we are on opposite sides of the fence many times with what we personally prefer from a business perspective helps it work. And every part of this was risky, including going in with a friend. But I'm really happy to say that our friendship is intact and will always remain intact because I think that we both put the business first.
Well, and you also mentioned passion. How important is bringing passion to the table?
Oh, this I think is critical. I think this is absolutely critical. I've worked with people who did weight loss coaching as a job and not a passion. And I don't feel like it works well at all. I don't feel like it translates well. And I do feel that clients pick up on this. This business is about trust. This is a heart kind of business. This is about working with people who have been hurt. They've experienced their own negative experiences from being obese or overfat, and they really have to make themselves vulnerable when they come and sit with you, and sort of everybody taking their heart out and laying it on the table and telling you what their experiences have been and what this has been like for them and what they're looking for from you. It really takes somebody that has been there, done that, but also has a desire to help people and not be in this for just the job part of it.
What are some of the challenges, but also some of the excitement of owning your own business?
I think some of the challenges are that you have to be there all the time. I think also the challenges are just taking that risk, really, really taking that risk, putting everything that you have on the line and just saying, I hope this works. I think the benefits outweigh the risks tremendously. Helping people lose weight and feel better, get healthy, come off medications, reduce medications, come out of depressions, start participating more in life, start liking themselves, raising their confidence. These are things to me that are, these are the best rewards there are. This isn't about money. This is about making a contribution to the world and helping people in need and educating people. Our children right now are in trouble from an obese standpoint, and it's heartbreaking. So any little thing that I'm doing on my side that I'm passionate about that's helping other people open their eyes to this, and when moms and dads lose weight and get healthy and understand food better, it does translate without having a conversation sometimes to your children. They're watching what you do and they're watching what you eat, and they'll eat and do the same things you do.
Sure. By the way, this program, A Balanced Weight, does not involve drugs. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is all healthy, natural, taking the weight off the same way it was put on in reverse.
Best piece of business advice you've ever been given?
Wow, that's great. Best piece of business advice I've ever been given was never make a decision based off of an emotional feeling. Yeah.
So I'm sure you've been faced sometimes with situations then where you have to step back and perhaps think it over. Is that right?
That's right. I'm a step back and think person. I never pull the trigger quickly. I always have to. I'll get the information. And usually I want a time frame, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours. I want to process whatever is happening and come up with the right answer.
Before we wrap up our interview, Pam, again, for people who just might be tuning in, as an overview, tell our audience what A Balanced Way is all about.
A Balanced Way is an independent weight loss center that helps people lose weight with the combination of our own healthy, high-quality protein foods and the dieters' protein, vegetables, fruit, whole grains, and dairy. This combination, along with expert coaching, friendly coaching, a trusting relationship, valuable information that we get from our scale, and all of the knowledge and education that we give our dieters, creates a healthy weight loss. And we put a lot of emphasis on long-term weight loss, on weight maintenance, and lifestyle.
Lifestyle, that's very, very big.
Yeah.
Pam, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. By the way, your website, if people want to know.
Our website is abalancedway.com.
Pam Brown, one of the owners of A Balanced Way, has been our guest on Front and Center. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.